The next three Sundays are critical readings in the church. We call them the scrutinies. It highlights the ministry of Jesus, and the church wants the catechumens to hear these, and us also. In our first reading, there's this high drama in the desert going on. People are not having their needs met, and Moses is in danger. The people have not learned to trust God yet, so God is testing them a bit. And they fail the test, of course, but God was not going to allow them to die of thirst, of course. So it's just one more incident of trust building for God in the desert there with the people. Finally, God does meet their needs, and the people are sorry, and they repent for their actions of complaining. In our gospel today, the real main point is a water story. Where there's water, there's baptism. Especially in John's gospel, that's the whole symbolic nature of this reading today. The focus of the view in baptism is new water, though. Jesus himself, reborn into the relationship with Christ, is the new water, the living water, the living from the living God. In our gospel, this woman from Samaria is a woman at the well is coming for regular water. Yes, she's there for regular water. But the well, it represents something in John's gospel. It represents all the things in our lives that we want more of. Of course, water is one, but it represents kind of wealth or power, prestige, pleasure. We want more. And Jesus is saying to her, you will always want those things. You're always going to want more of those things. The things we pursue in life, though, hinder us from God and our relationship with God. They unfold in the drama of our lives. Jesus offers her an alternative to that, living water, as he calls it, him, himself. Look at Jesus' water. The woman's looking at it in the literal sense. Jesus is more symbolic here today. Give me this water, because I don't want to have to keep lugging this stuff up the hill and down into the city all the time. She didn't want that. Who would want that? By the end, she leaves that bucket and runs back and tells the people about Jesus. It's the important thing. And he deals with this woman's past. Of course, we didn't hear it today. I shortened the story a little bit. But if you don't remember the story of the woman at the well, she's had five husbands, and Jesus points that out to her. And she perceives he's a prophet. So, Jesus recounting her life could lead to one of two things. She could have said, mind your own business, and that would have been the end of it. Or she could pursue what Jesus was saying. Her life was a mess. All her past husbands, she had no friends. She was out there at noon alone. Gathering water was a safety issue, and it was a communal thing. All the numbers of people there doing it at once, but she was alone, the outcast, because of her moral past. Before he gave the living water of himself to her, he had to show her that, you know what, I have to make you whole first. Her life was that mess, the past husbands, no friends. Obstacles from her life needed to be removed. She had to go from dysfunction to function. Jesus was going to give her the opportunity, and he did. She took the opportunity. She ran down the hill. She left her buckets at the well. She didn't need them. She had to go tell the people what it was all about. So Jesus dealt with her past, because we're slaves to our past so often. How often do you ask God's forgiveness for the same thing you asked years and years ago? I hear it in confessions all the time. I do it. Like we didn't think God heard us the first time. We always want to say that. Do we trust God like the people in Israel that day, the water? Do we trust God? Do we trust God to hear us? Do we trust God to forgive us? That's the first thing we always do. Is guilt hindering us? Trusting in God to forgive us. It's no different than the people of Israel in that first reading. Grumbling because God did not meet their needs. No matter what God did for them, they were slow to trust. Are we slow to trust? It's the kind of the question we always have to ask ourselves. Do we trust God to forgive us, to keep us in that living water of Jesus himself? Let us believe God. Being slow to trust leads to drama. It always does. The woman at the well trusted in the words of Jesus. She didn't need what was at the personal well as much as she thought she did. She ran away from that water, dropped it on the floor because she had to go tell people. The living water, Jesus, was what she needed to eliminate drama in her life. And we're not just baptized in water, we're baptized into a person, into a relationship with the Christ.